Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to go up on the roof, we'll have some sizzling tunes, play the mandolin, have a heavy set, and do some plowing. A couple of weeks ago, we heard from Charles Ducky Yonce, recording under his own name, and this segment was originally going to start off with Ducky Yonce singing with Don Bester and his orchestra. At least until I realized I just played that record back in September. So we're going to begin this rooftop set with Ted Lewis and Tin Roof Blues. Why? Well, one reason is that apparently I've not played it on the show before, which is kind of hard to believe. But the other is, well, tell him, George.
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is roof. R-O-O-F.
Really?
You bet your life. Thank you.
a little house in a lane where the old River Seine flows by. For as long as there's the moonlight, you can always sit inside. On a little house in a lane where the old River Seine flows by. The breezes round the chimney play and a serenade they sing. Toujours l'amour, they seem to say, this is Paris in the spring. For it's heaven on a rooftop with a lover's lullaby. On a little house in a lane where the old River Seine flows by.
Thank you.
Hot stuff. Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, who were tooting through the roof on October 14th, 1939. I'd say so. Quite the brass section, consisting of Wallace Jones and Cootie Williams on trumpet, and Rex Stewart on cornet. And you had Joe Tricky Sam Nanton and Lawrence Brown on classic slide trombones, with Juan Tizol playing the valve trombone. Before that, it was the vocal trio of Dudley Fosdick, Country Washburn, and Elmo Tanner with Ted Weems in his orchestra and the Rooftop Serenade from September 5, 1933. That was preceded by the Six Blue Chips and Steel Roof, recorded January 17, 1936, one of two titles the group made for Decca, the other being Cheatin' Cheech. The Six Blue Chips consisted of Joe Marsala on clarinet, Pee Wee Irwin on trumpet, and Frank Signorelli on piano. Carmen Mastrin played guitar, Artie Shapiro string bass, and the drummer was Stan King. The sextet maintained a residency at the Hickory House on 52nd Street in New York, which claimed to have originated the terms jam session and sitting in. We started off that rooftop set with an atypical Ted Lewis record in that Ted doesn't sing, Tin Roof Blues, from June 22, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week here in Southern California, it was sizzling, and it looks like this coming week is going to be a scorcher, too. So here's a set of sizzling tunes, beginning with Monk Hazel and his Bienville Roof Orchestra, who are sizzling the blues.
Thank you. somebody stole my car. Had to, somebody came and took her away. She didn't even say she was leaving. The kisses I lost hold. He's getting now, I know. And he, I know that she would come to me if she could see a broken hearted lonesome man. Somebody stole my gal.
Anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there isn't, you know it. Show it to me, hot Dinah. With the Dixie eyes blazing, I would love to sit and gaze in the eyes of Dinah Lee.
Every night, wine, shake with fright, cause my dynamite changed her mind about me.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- Loving arms, they hold a world of charms, a place to nestle when I am lonely. A cozy Morris chair, oh what a happy pair, one caress, happiness, oh yes. I love you more each day, when years have passed away, you'll find my love belongs to you only. Cause when the world seems wrong, oh baby then I know that I belong, right in my honey's loving arms. Thank you.
All seems wrong somehow. She's nobody's sweetheart now.
I told you we were going to have some sizzling music. That was Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra. Actually, all members of Paul Whiteman's orchestra with Johnny Mercer and the Nightcaps and Sizzling One Step Medley. And I'm sure you recognized all the tunes in there, Dinah, My Honey's Lovin' Arms, and Nobody's Sweetheart. That April 5th, 1932 Columbia recording, released exactly a month later, was Johnny Mercer's recording debut. He was backed by the vocal trio of Ray Cools, George MacDonald, and Jimmy Noel. They were signed to Victor as the King's Jesters, hence the recording alias of the Nightcaps. We started off that sizzling set with Monk Hazel and his Bienville Roof Orchestra with Sizzling the Blues, recorded in New Orleans, Louisiana, in December of 1928. Sizzling the Blues was written by Joe Capraro, who played guitar in the band. In between those two recordings, we heard Somebody Stole My Gal, written by Leo Wood in 1918. So what does that have to do with sizzling? Well, it was performed on that November 27, 1928 Edison recording by The Sizzlers. The Sizzlers was a pseudonym on Edison for Fred Hall and his Sugar Babies. The orchestra also made other records for Edison under the name Arthur Fields and his Assassinators. Arthur Fields was usually the vocalist, but here it's Fred Hall himself. I don't listen exclusively to 1920s and 30s records. When commuting to and from work, I often listen to KUSC, the classical music station of the University of Southern California. Afternoon host Rich Caparella features a segment called the Classical Anti-Road Rage Melody, which comes in handy when I'm on the 91 freeway. Anyway, the other day Rich played Avner Dorman's Mandolin Concerto, performed by Avi Avatel, who was the first mandolin player to receive a Grammy nomination in the category Best Instrumental Soloist for that recording. So, with congratulations to Avi Avatel, here's Wayne King and his orchestra with The Man with the Mandolin.
Man is coming, and soon we'll all be humming.
Billyum bum bum, billyum bum.
Here comes a man with a mandolin.
Billyum bum bum, billyum bum.
He'll cheer you up till your ship comes in.
Lovable old fellow, playing an old tune. He comes around every afternoon. Raggedy old minstrel, wearing a big grin.
You'll love the man with the mandolin.
All the kids follow him, and they holler to the windows above. Mama throw a nickel, and the man'll pick a little tune we love.
Billyum bum bum, billyum bum.
Open your hearts, let the music in.
Billyum bum bum, billyum bum.
There goes a man with a mandolin. Oh,
the man with the mandolin.
all those Spanish singers. There's one with magic fingers who comes to play each night in a gay cabaret. I know how great her fame is, but don't know what her name is. I only know the last time that I came from Spain, I carried away this refrain. Lady, play your mandolin. Lady, let that tune begin. When you sing your song of sin, I'm a sinner too. Lady, when you play for me, night turns into day for me, and though angels pray for me, I belong to you. Señorita, sweet Chiquita, I could eat your heart. Lady, play your mandolin. Lady, sing your song of sin. Though I fear you, let me hear you play. Play your mandolin.
The Mandolin King Rag, performed there by Hensley and Taylor on a Vocalion 78, waxed January 25, 1934. Hensley was mandolin and guitar player Larry Hensley of Monarch, Virginia, who also composed Mandolin King Rag. His partner was Mac Taylor, who also played guitar and mandolin, but in that recording, Hensley played mandolin and Taylor played guitar. Before Hensley and Taylor, it was the crooning troubadour Nick Lucas with Lady Play Your Mandolin in December of 1930. Lady Play Your Mandolin was composed by Oscar Levant with the lyric by Irving Caesar. And it was also recorded by Ben Selvin, the Revelers, and the Havana Novelty Orchestra. And we began that mandolin set with Wayne King and his orchestra with the vocal refrain by the Wayne King Trio, July 10, 1939, and The Man with the Mandolin. The Man with the Mandolin was written by John Cavanaugh, John Redmond, and Frank Weldon, and was also recorded by Glenn Miller. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. You may have heard the term heavy water relating to nuclear reactors. And those of you who are friends on Facebook and follow my cocktail posts may have seen that my latest vodka purchase was a brand called Heavy Water. Well, this heavy segment starts off with a record by Barbecue Bob called Mississippi Heavy Water Blues. But he's not referring to vodka or to deuterium oxide.
I was walking down the levee with my head hanging low, looking for my sweet mama, but she ain't here no more. That's why I'm crying, Mississippi heavy water blues. Lord, 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 I'm so blue. My house got washed away, and I'm crying how long for another payday. That's why I'm crying, Mississippi heavy water blue. I'm sitting here looking at all of this mud, and my gal got washed away in that Mississippi flood. That's why I'm crying, Mississippi heavy water blue. I hope she come back someday kind and true. Ain't no one satisfy her like a sweet papa do. That's why I'm crying, Mississippi heavy water blue. I think I heard a moan on that Arkansas side, crying high long before sweet mama ride. That's why I'm crying, Mississippi heavy water blue. I'm in Mississippi with mud all in my shoes, my gal in Louisiana with those high water blues. That's why I'm crying, Mississippi heavy water blues. Lord, send me a sweet mama. Got plenty mud and water, don't need no wood or coal. All I need some sweet mama to slip me jolly roll. That's why I'm crying, Mississippi heavy water blue. Nothing but mud and water, far as I could see. I need some sweet mama, come and shake that thing with me. That's why I'm crying, Mississippi heavy water blue. Listen here, you mince, one more thing I like to say. Ain't no women's out here, but they all got washed away. That's why I'm crying, Mississippi heavy water blue. Lord, 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 Mississippi shaking, Louisiana sinking, the whole town's a-ranking, Robert Hicks is singing. That's why I'm crying, Mississippi heavy water blue. Thank you.
I've got the heavy day, quarter after eight tonight.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's a heavy day that makes my heart so light.
Oh, yes.
I've got the heavy day, so I simply can't be late tonight.
Yes, yes.
At quarter after eight, the world will be all right.
Uh-huh.
Now there's a little thrill goes through me. My heart's running wild. It's like a tonic to me. Solid murder, honey, chops out Gordon Gray, when big moon shining bright.
Light up, light up, light up.
My heart's about big, cause I'm afraid a heavy day tonight.
Right.
Myself a melody this evening, Jackson.
Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club Boys with I've Got a Heavy Date, and that was Hezekiah Leroy Gordon Stuff Smith himself with the vocal on that May 12, 1936, Vocalion 78. Before that, it was Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra with Hot and Heavy from October 19, 1928. We started off that heavy set with Robert Hicks, better known as Barbecue Bob, with one of the 68 sides he recorded over his short career, Mississippi Heavy Water Blues, recounting the catastrophic flooding along the Mississippi River Delta that had taken place in June of 1927. He wrote the song while riding a train to New York and recorded it on June 15th for Columbia. The record sold well, and Hicks became Atlanta's most recorded blues singer of the 20s. I know he's not everyone's cup of tea, but he had an interesting, if brief, life and musical career. His birthday's coming up in September, and I suspect he'll have his own segment. Last week, I read an article about seven things that will soon disappear. Not this show, but one of the seven was the plow. Used to turn the soil or till the land, the old-fashioned moldboard plow, whether pulled by a horse or a tractor, encourages erosion and releases carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, and apparently most U.S. cropland is now managed with little or no tilling, using seed drills and other methods. So before they disappear altogether, we're going to plow into some rapidly rotating records about plows, beginning with Alex Hill. Thank you.
morning sun is going down. It's time to turn old Toby round. Let's get for home, Toby. Come on, boy. Come on, Toby. Let's get for home. My body's tired and feels like lead. The sweat is pouring down my head. Let's get for home, Toby. Come on, boy. Come on, Toby. Let's get for home. My feet are tired and muddy from hopping these old clogs all day. But listen, Toby, my buddy, I guess we're supposed to feel this way. We're to toil and boil underneath the sun and never stop till the work is done. Come on, let's get for home, Toby. Let's get for home, Toby. Let's get for home, sweet home.
Thank you.
We last heard from the Grinnell Giggers back in 2012 when I played their recording Duck Shoes Rag. But there you heard them with Plowboy Hop, recorded in Memphis, Tennessee on November 26, 1930. The Grinnell Giggers were a band from the area around the Missouri-Arkansas boot heel, led by fiddler Ben Tinnen, who also wrote Plowboy Hop. The band's name, Grinnell Giggers, refers to a trash fish called Grinnell, also known as bowfin, mudfish, or dogfish, which is common in the area. In the spring, the locals would catch Grinnell in backwater ponds by spearing them with a three-pronged fork, a practice known as gigging. More than just a name, the band members, most of whom were cotton farmers and fishermen, actually had done gigging. Before the Grinnell Giggers, it was the Carolina Tar Heels, another territory band describing the trials and tribulations of being a farmer, in Got the Farmland Blues, recorded November 19, 1930, also in Memphis. The Carolina Tar Heels was formed by banjo picker Doc Walsh and guitarist Gwen Foster. Gwen Foster was replaced in 1928 by Garley Foster, no relation, who was the vocalist in that recording. We begin that plow set with Alex Hill and his Hollywood Sepians with Song of the Plow, recorded in New York on October 19, 1934. Not only did Alex Hill sing in that recording, but he also wrote Song of the Plow. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.